Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
So I got this question today on email. I actually just recorded the audio to send back to the person who sent it to me. And I thought, you know what? I got to do this one on the podcast. So this was from a woman who was looking at pornography and is attracted to that. And she's getting engaged to somebody who is a dude who likes pornography as well. She stopped for a season. He hasn't stopped. And her question was, going into marriage, she said, I need my fiance to become, I need him to become the man I need him to be. I need him to change to become the man I need him to be. And I think she was referencing, I need him to change looking at porn. But just that kind of struck out to me. And I was just like, you know, you guys are probably in your 20s. You're thinking marriage is going to solve a lot of problems. And marriage is going to, you know, obviously take us to the next level. And these things need to change for us to succeed in marriage or us to have a good marriage. And I kind of pushed back a bit with her and I just said, I'm kind of alarmed or taken back by this phrase, he needs to change to become the man I need him to be. And I'm just like, good luck. Like, what are you needing that you hope this man is going to solve? And if you have those kind of hopes and expectations that someone's going to change to become more like what you need, and you're going into marriage, I'm just going to tell you, you're going to be disappointed. Marriage is not going to be what you think it is. It's not going to last. You're not going to make it. And you're going to be miserable because you're marrying somebody who's not meant to just be the person that you need him to be. There's a bigger existence in us all. You know, the phrase opposites attract, obviously. And I think I've taken, you know, I'm fascinated by these assessments and, you know, the test, the Enneagram, the DISC, the Colby, the Myers-Briggs, I just took some test on this Indiegogo campaign. I didn't buy it, but it was a test to figure out what type of planner I would like the most. And I was just like, no, I just give me something with some blank pages and I'll be good. But I think at some point we can overanalyze all these things. And, you know, I've taken a lot of these things. I personally love the Colby. So if I'm going to hire somebody, I want to find out how they work. And, you know, the DISC gives me their profile, but the Colby says, hey, this is how they work. And if you have kids or if you have a company or if you are married, I actually even think the Colby would be a great thing. It's a little expensive, you know, $100, I think, compared to $50 test. Or a freebie. But what's great about the Colby is it's specific to how you work. So there's certain things like on my Colby. I'm a 9 on the quick start. So I have an idea. Hey, I should do a podcast. The podcast is up within an hour. That's just kind of how I work. If I have the idea and I think, or if someone gives me the idea, or if I start thinking I should do that, my next steps are to go do that, oftentimes start to finish, in the next day. I just start cranking. Then I get bored in the details once it's up, or, you know, if it's extremely difficult or technical, you know, then I'll pass that off. I found that I like beginnings and ends. It's the stuff in the middle, some of the the follow through, the things like that where I just kind of get bored. Well, so the Colby tells me, hey, Craig's a 9 on the quick start. It says that one of my other kind of high areas is fact finding. Okay, I didn't say I'm going to start a new channel on MySpace. I'm going to do a podcast because I know enough about podcasts. So that fact finding, hey, podcasts are popular. There's people that listen. Here's a platform that makes it like the easiest. Here's what I like. Those are things that I kind of thrive on. And that's, I think those two combinations to help me get started quickly. Well, the other two are follow through and, oh gosh, why am I blanking? It's, it will hit me here in a second. There's the, man, right in the middle of this, I'm going to get to it. So, and you're just like, hey, just move on. Well, so what was interesting is like with our family, we decided, hey, we should take this Colby. And so they had the kids. I just thought of it. It's the implementer. Sorry. So you got fact finding, follow through, quick start, implementer. So for me, I'm a 9 on the quick start. I'm a 3 on the follow through, a 6 on the fact finding, and a 3 on the implementer. So when my wife takes the Colby, she's like a 1 on the quick start. She's high in the fact finding as well, but follow through and implementer would be her strengths. So if you just look at that, like we've worked together and, you know, there's been good days of work and bad days of work, but it's oftentimes like why we can work together. Hey, she thrives in things that I don't. So if there's a long form, say it's a tax thing, and I'm just like, oh, I'm bored with this. Like, hey, go look through this, fill this out, sign this for us, and let me know. Like, those are things that I get lost in some of that, and she goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to read up on this and geek out on it. Well, she didn't really geek out on it. It was interesting when we took our kids through the Colby. There's a different version for your kids, but and this drives me nuts when you have kids. Like, you assume Johnny's just like Jack. Well, no, he's not. Even if they're twins, guess what? They're opposites. Like, they're not identical in every way. So we put one kid in Boy Scouts, or we put, you know, both kids in, I don't know. Like, we make every kid that we have play soccer because everyone's going to play soccer. Everyone's going to do this. Everyone's going to go to the same school. Everyone's going to do it this way. Well, one, it's easier on parents. Two, it's just like, well, this is what we know. Well, your kids are different. Your kids have different learning styles. Your kids have different interests. Your kids have different, like, they are themselves like their own individual. So when we go, oh, they're both going to this school. Well, no, one doesn't want to be a lawyer. One wants to, you know, do this. And so I think we have to look at our kids differently. And so one of the things with the Colby, when we got that, it says like, hey, one of our kids, like, at least loves to-do lists. Nolan's in his head. He doesn't put stuff down on paper. Well, I could try and tell Nolan all day long, hey, you should do what Elise does, but Nolan's going to do what he does that works for him. And I think as a parent, what was helpful for the Colby is not to try and make Nolan like Elise, not to try and have Nolan do the same type of work that Elise wants to work. So, you know, even our kids on education is different. Like, they're on different paths. You know, my son's getting out of high school because it's a waste of time. That's what I think. Well, that's what my son thinks. Well, my daughter doesn't think that. So she's not testing out of high school. But my son is testing out of high school and going to start working. I am fully supporting that. Now, I'm not saying my daughter has to do the same thing. I'm trying to convince her when the time is right. But she thinks formal education, whatever, and all that's going to be a good thing. So all that to say is I think when you get married, rather than going into the thought of that person's going to change for me, I'd rather just know, give me everything. Like, show me your hand. Show me your cards. And like, yeah, that's what I need in my life. Like, that person that lives at home that's 30, that still lives with mom and dad, and there's dudes out there that do this. And the women are like, yeah, we're going to get married and he's going to be. No, guess what? You're going to work and he's going to live at home. Like, if he's not the go-getter by 30, he's not going to obviously turn into one. and you're going to babe. And I would even say he's going to pursue somebody that's probably like his mom, that's going to nurture him and probably breastfeed him till he's, you know, 30 and just keep him, like, coddle him. Like, and then there's women out there that, like, you want that guy. Well, okay, there's a reason why you want that guy. There's a need that that fulfills for you because you're attracted to that guy. So I think those are the things where I would, and some of those things are healthy. Some of those things are clearly unhealthy where it's just like, man, I want, you know, I'm going for this person because, like, even this goes deeper with, like, pornography. I believe there's this codependency thing oftentimes that happens in marriages where it's just like, hey, that addict, I married an addict because I needed that chaos. I needed that drama. I needed that. There was something off in me where I was actually attracted to that because of what that did, you know, or I can't, you meet those people, they can't operate when they're not in drama. When things are just stable, they go, no, I need something kind of crazy, you know, going on. And I think those are things that, like, if this married couple was sitting down in front of me right now, I would just say, he's not going to change. Your problems are probably only going to get worse. So don't go into marriage hoping that you can change your spouse. If anything, you got to go into marriage going, how can I change myself? Because I think marriage is going to, it's going to weigh on you. It's going to challenge you. It's going to be hard. And it's, we're all selfish people. And when you get married, you're dying to yourself and you're willing to say, it's not just me here. But this attitude that people have of like, oh, he, this is what I need and I'm going to need him to do this. Like, good luck. Like, it's why marriages fall apart, because we approach it with that attitude rather than going, man, what is marriage going to do to me? Like, and you, man, that's why you date, and you date long enough. Like, I don't know, my wife and I dated for 3 years. Like, oh, yeah, that pile that's I'm staring at in my bedroom right now of clothes that haven't been put away for 2.5 weeks, that doesn't shock my wife because, oh, Craig, like, was super clean, and then we got married, and, like, now he doesn't do this. No, it's like, oh, cool. I knew these things about Craig. I knew these things about Jeanette. And then somehow we decided, hey, we think this is a good balance, a good fit. We can work together, not just talking about work. We can actually manage life together based on our, you know, both of us being unique. And there's things that we're both really strong at. And then there's things that we're both polar opposites at. But then that balance together. And then when you have kids, you go, it's so fun when you're like, oh, I'm reading Nolan's results and Elise's. And part of me was just like, gosh, can I move a little bit of what Elise has over to Nolan? And then you just go, no, you can't, because this is who they are. And I think, man, you're not going to change somebody. If anything, you need to go into marriage thinking, how can marriage change me? And I know you're going to say you're crazy, but I'll just say it. The five love languages. Now, I'm not trying to start a fight. That book, I saw it on the New York Times bestsellers last week. Like, it continues to be on the New York Times bestseller. Like, I don't know how many millions of copies it's sold. I get it. Somebody gets married and you're like, oh, here's my love language. I'm calling BS on it right now. And I think it's stuff like that that is causing this girl to go, okay, well, you better change. Like, you're about to get married. Don't go read that book. And here's why. Go read Four Women Only and Four Men Only. I'd rather give you a book that's going to say, here's what women are like. Here's what men are like. You're going to marry one or the other. So there's a chance. If you're the opposite, you have no clue what they're like. You just know you like them, but let's get to know what they're really like. That's going to help you. Here's why I think the five love languages, to me, is hurting us. So you read this book. It's pretty simple. Like, come on, the best books out there, like, they're not the most complicated. It's just, here's a simple fact that, like, you take some tests and you figure out, like, what do you like? I like either getting gifts, which I think that's the dumbest, like, love. That's not a freaking love language. Like, I'm sorry. I'm bothered by it. I'm bothered by it because I hear from people all the time about this, and I feel like that book just sets you up for failure. I wish it was just like, I want to read a book and find out my spouse's or I want to find out, like, so when you read the book, here's what happens. It's going to tell you, like, what your love language is. And so quality time, gifts, affection, words of affirmation. I don't know. There's five of them. That's why it's called the five love language. So let's say Jeanette's is quality time and mine is physical touch. Okay, Jeanette, I need physical touch. I need physical touch. I need physical touch. And Jeanette says, I need quality time. I need quality time. I need quality time. Here's the problem with the book. All that really matters is, like, what is your spouse's love language, not what yours is. Because that's the same problem with this girl emailing, going, he better become the man I need him to be. He better get my love language right. And if he doesn't, oh, there's hell to pay. Trust me, I've seen this, like, with real people, that, like, every holiday, every birthday, everything that, you know, like, that their spouse doesn't get right becomes a complete train wreck and a cry fest because they didn't get what their love language needed. Like, that's why I call bullshit on it. It's bullshit that it is complete bullshit. Like, I'm sorry. Like, this is hurting more marriages than helping to say, oh, well, that, like, I need that. No, like, hey, wife, or hey, husband, they love personal, quality time. So if that's what Jeanette wants as a husband, all I should care about is what hers is. And can I try and meet that? Like, instead, we go, well, I need mine met. I need mine met. I mean, and marriage is all about serving. It's all about the other person. So, I don't know. I just wish the five love. And I know the whoever wrote the five love languages after they're swimming in their piles of money can come up from the money bath and say, okay, well, Craig, well, we actually want people to know their spouses. I get it. And I'm not saying you're bad for writing the book. I'm saying, when people just, they gravitate to what I need, not what my spouse needs, and that's where we get into trouble. Well, I didn't get jewelry. I didn't get a gift. He should know me because that's my love language. Like, yeah, he should. But bummer, he doesn't. And so all you can do is try and, you know, meet his love language. But even that, like, oh, if you go into marriage, like, okay, well, mine is words of affirmation. You need to do this every day. Otherwise what? I don't know that you love me. And that's so weak. If that's like, well, you tell me you love me in a different way, but because you're not doing it my way, it's not good. No, you know what? My husband's gift is, I don't know. It's something else. And so you married him. You married her. Know that stuff ahead of time to go, you know what? This is how my husband shows me his love. It's not how I show somebody my love, but we're two different people. And do I really think I can change him? No, like I don't think. I think that's the problem. Maybe change happens, but I think if we just approach it going, man, two become one, and this is a very complex thing, and it's very difficult. It doesn't mean, you know, at all, it's going to be easy. And I just think our approaches to marriage is so much about what I need and what I think I'm going to need in all this that's why I think these things fail. It's like, no, you approach marriage and go, this is going to be hard. This is going to be a challenge because I'm joining up to merge my life with somebody else to possibly create kids that are now going to be a combination of the both of us. And to try and figure out this life and work and family and balance and time and love and all those things are complicated and they don't flow like maybe as naturally as some hope they would. So all that to say, you're sitting in front of me right now and you're about to get married and you go, well, he needs to do this. If I'm, well, then break up right now and go, no, you know what? If I really think I want somebody, and let's say you could be that person, you know what? I don't want to marry someone that's addicted to porn. All right. Guess what? I'm not going to change him. I'm going to move on from him and I'm going to find somebody that's not looking at porn. They're out there. You have to decide, like, what is worth it for you to go, okay, no, I can take that. I can't tolerate that. But when you think, and I think when people think, oh, marriage will change that, bullshit. No, it will not change. It will not solve your problems. If these problems are coming up in dating, they're going to compound in marriage 10 times that. So that's what I got. That's it. Not the most positive, but yet practical, because hey, I've seen enough people in a panic. That's why I got the Panic Button podcast. And hey, this is why we now get her. Oh, guess what? Like 5 months from now, my husband's not changing. Well, yeah, no kidding. Like he didn't change, but you had an opportunity to say, like, and that's why if we can just communicate up front, and I don't care if you're married or not married now, you have the same opportunity. Go, you know what? Here's what I'm doing. Here's what I got. Like, here's what you signed up for. Yeah, there's some things that I don't like either that I do. There's some things I really do like. But you know what? Like, when we get married, like, you get it all, the good and the bad. And then all we can do is try and work through it. All we can do is try and say, hey, yeah, we're going to make improvements. But we're the only ones that can make the improvements on ourselves. It's nothing that your spouse is going to, she can't or he can't do that for you. He can't get a light bulb to go off and go, oh, now he's going to be the most best gift giver that he's ever been. No, he's not. Guess what? He's never going to get you. Just go buy your own self, your own freaking gift. And then go, you know what? Thanks for making the money that you earn so I can buy my gift that I think I need. How stupid does that sound? But that's how stupid you sound when you keep complaining that your needs aren't being met because he or she hasn't changed yet. Like, they're not going to, because you can't get them to change. Man, we deal with it. We see it front and center every day here. And yeah, I think we just got to have some more direct approach that, no, you know what? Then I can't marry you because you know what? On my list of non-negotiables, I put that I'm not marrying a porn addict. So if you wrote that down, like, hey, bounce. Like, you're not married yet. Peace out. But if you go, you know what? If he looks at porn every day for the rest of his life, hey, you know what? I knew it before I was married and I hoped he changed, but you know what? I knew going into this that possibly might not change. Am I in for that ride? Am I in for that journey or not? Like, those are things that as you're dating, those are the types of things that should kind of be on the forefront. Not, oh, just wait till he gets married. I'll sure change him. Anyways, that's all I got.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.